crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. Our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Cause it's right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking
good evening, Remnant, and welcome. Welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. This beautiful Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. Got the phone lines open. Let me get the button pushed and be glad to take your call tonight. Got quite a few current events I want to talk to you about, pointing to the times that we're in. The days that we are in, there is no doubt, if you care to take a look, if you want to have eyes to see, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, it's right there. Let's go to our Heavenly Father first. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being here with us today. thank you for this day of life that you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here at the microphone to fellowship with you and with the remnant, to be able to, Lord, to share your word and your truth with those that are out there that are truth seekers, truth junkies, Lord, that just want the truth. Just give it to us, Lord. Just give us the truth. The truth of your word, the truth of who you are, the truth of the times that we're in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for our pastor that went before, that worked so tirelessly, Lord, that dedicated his life to serving you, Lord, to sharing your truths, the truth of your word, with all that would listen. Thank you, Lord, for allowing that in our lives, Lord, in the lives of the countless remnant out there, Father. We do pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord. I pray for a continued awakening in the land, that the people would awaken, Lord, to the lies that this world has put before them, and that, Lord, they would awaken to the truth of your word, of who they are and who you are, and why we are in such a mess in the land today. And Lord, that they would see that it is because of our sin. That's my desire, Lord, that there is that awakening. I pray your blessings on this broadcast tonight. I pray your blessings on the remnant, Lord, those tuning in and those that support us, that make these broadcasts possible. I thank you for that. I pray your blessings on them. And Lord, I pray for repentance in this land. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Got a couple, want to start with a couple scriptures. Just to kind of set the groundwork for where we are. We should not be surprised. The Bible says, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that's among you. As if it were something new or strange. If you've read the word, you see that this is where we are. 2 Timothy 3, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. And I encourage you to read all of that because it describes the day that we're in. It describes this very day of August 22nd, but it describes these days, this time that we live in. And you know, it's difficult times. It's difficult times for businesses. It's difficult times for students, for teachers, for the youth in the land that are out there. And it's difficult times for the middle-aged and the old people as well. It's difficult times. It's not undoable, but it's difficult times, as it says. And when it reads on, it says, men will become lovers of self, lovers of money, ungrateful, irreconcilable, without self-control, brutal, all these things. And we just see it continually. It's what we see in our society today. I encourage you to read it, 2 Timothy 3. We've been in here quite a bit, being that, you know, at the end of the chapter, it talks about all scripture inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. That's one of the reasons that these scriptures are here that warn of the last days, that tell us what the last days will be like, so that we can be equipped, like it says here. Those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, that have repented and returned to Jesus Christ and his word, well, they get that. And they are equipped, we are, for every good work. Even in 1 Peter 1, verse 6 says, for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials. But it's so that the proof of our faith can be brought forward. Is for teaching and training, is these times that we're in. And so I wanted to mention them first thing. I've got a few more scriptures, but boy, the current events, you just can't stay away from them right now. Don't know if you saw this, but you'll be noticing it before long. Canadian railroad shut down over labor dispute, threatening supply chains. We've heard a good bit for the last several years about the supply chain issues. The two largest rail companies in Canada locked out nearly 10,000 union employees Thursday after failed labor talks, leading to a freight stoppage projected to cost the economy hundreds of million dollars a day and threatening significant disruptions to all of the North American supply chain. CN, Canadian National, and Canadian Pacific Kansas City, CPKC, as well as, so it looks like they are just locked out, on strike. Not really on strike, but locked out. The railroad locked them out. And so, I have not been up on this as far as the negotiations and what's been going on, but says here it's going to be felt by Americans who are relying on propane and other petroleum products. Disruption in supply lines for manufactured products, particularly automobiles. Delays of fertilizer. Just the list goes on and on. And so just when you thought the economy couldn't get any worse, right? Well, here we go. And so there's quite a bit that the United States relies on that is shipped through Canada. There's quite a bit that comes in from foreign ports to Canadian ports and then is shipped down to the United States. So Canadian railroad shut down over labor dispute. So we'll see where that goes. Keep an eye on it. We'll do our best to keep an eye on it here and let you know how that goes. But just it's one more piece of the mess that we find our society in today. Again, we got the phone lines open tonight. Remnant 307-745-5913. If you'd like to call in, do our best to get you, take your call. Saw that. So a couple other things that are going on. Of course, the DNC, the Democratic National Conference or convention or whatever you want to call it, is going on, and a lot going on there. You know, I had several phone calls along these lines, and going to talk about this Sunday morning, good Lord willing, as well. But Planned Parenthood has their little portable van out in Chicago at the DNC, at the site, and they are offering free abortions, free vasectomies at their mobile clinic. Now, they're proud of this, okay? They are proud to be able to do this. They posted a picture of some man walking out of there, said, yeah, Jose Miller walks out after receiving a vasectomy at the portable clinic. Planned Parenthood offered some of its services for free on Monday and Tuesday in a mobile clinic at the United Center during the Democratic National Convention. Group provided free vasectomies, medication, abortions, and emergency contraception by appointment. We're just really excited to provide the opportunity for the thousands of folks who are coming to Illinois to demonstrate for them that it's possible to start closing some health care gaps for folks, says Dr. Colleen McNicholas, Chief Medical Officer, Chief Murder Officer. See, that's one of the things, Remnant, we need to remember that our enemies, Pastor taught this, our enemies, their words are their weapons. They use weapons as words. And so we need to remember that. And so, see, when they talk about health care, it ain't healthy for the baby. It's murder for the baby. And they're doing it for free. And it's destroying children that might come from the men that are having the vasectomies. But free abortion clinic set up. Oh, and you've seen probably the headlines that no, Snopes has shown, nope, the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is not providing free abortions. No, that's not what's going on. But guess what they are doing? They fund Planned Parenthood, and they have allowed Planned Parenthood to be there, and they embrace abortions. And so, you know, they might not have set it up and are directly providing, but they are allowing it and supporting it and paying for it. And so, you know, the scripture talks about by their fruits. By their fruits you shall know them. Brother Paul and I talked last night after the Wednesday night prayer meeting, still on the air, just about that abortion is just murder. And the Bible tells us, thou shalt not murder. Now, that's not, you don't apply that to that certainly applied to the innocent in the womb. Thou shalt not murder. But yet it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And then it gets up for debate. Well, what about at 6 weeks? What about at 12? What about at 13? What about at incest? And what about this? And what about that? And instead of just applying God's law, the word that he's given us, and it covers all that. And it covers all that. But that's too simple. That's not the time that we live in. And there's so many people out there that don't realize what this abortion is, that it is Satan worship. It is a sacrifice to Satan. I know I didn't always understand that. But see, it's not taught. It's certainly not taught in the churches. It's not taught that that's what this is. You can, if you want to do a word search, go back and search for Molech, M-O-L-E-C-H. You can even Google it, and the images will come up. And what they did, they were false gods back in the Old Testament days, and they would have these altars that were these bronze and metal statues of Molech, and they would get a big fire burning underneath it to where they were just red hot. And of course, it was a time of sexual depravity and orgies and everything else, and so they had babies they didn't want. And they would come and sacrifice them to Molech. And they'd be playing the trumpets, have the trumpets and everything loud, you know, burp, 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 to drown out the cries of the babies that they were laying on these red hot, that they were burning alive in worshiping Molech. Because that's what they did. That's what our people did. Influences from the East had come in. And now it has permeated our society to where a third, a fourth of our people believe that it's okay, that it's a form of birth control, that it's fine, not realizing that it is worship of Satan. It's a sacrifice to Satan. We still have an educating to do, remnant, whether it's our children, this next generation, the generation that we're in, because people don't know. They just don't know. Our hope is that as we can open their eyes and let them know and explain it and say, listen, this is not just a clump of cells. This is, you know, this is life. Because many of the people in our land, they just don't know. They truly don't. They haven't been taught. They don't realize. They believe the lie. And they just don't realize what this is. But it is that nonetheless. Now, there's some like this Miss McDonahue that is running Planned Parenthood, their chief medical officer, and the national leaders in our government and those types, they know what it is. They know. And they do it on purpose. And they know that it's devastating to people when this happens. Devastating. Saw this headline, you know, our Vice President, Democrat, Vice President nominee Tim Walz says, oh, he's going to be great for the country. Well, just understand that, see, he was the governor in Minnesota. And while he was the governor of Minnesota, they had more gun control than they've ever had before and more murders than they'd ever had before. And so, you know, what can you go by except by their past history, what they have done, right? His 2023 State of the State message was to go after firearms that he labeled weapons of war. He says, for many years I was a teacher. I know there's no place for weapons of war in our schools or in our churches or in our banks or anywhere else. People are just trying to live their lives without fear. Now, see, there's some truth there. People should be able to do that without fear, but there's no liberty there, see, and so it's not. It just is not. And so, you know, what is a weapon of war? You know, I have some weapons, but they're defensive weapons. They're not weapons of war unless someone makes war against me. And then they're weapons of war. But, you know, murders increased 12% in 2019, Walz's first year as governor. In 2020, his second year, they skyrocketed to 185. The next year, they went up to 201, and, you know, more and more gun control equals more and more murders in Minnesota. That's the facts under Tim Walz. Now, whether people choose to believe it or not, well, that's up to them. So, but if you want to know what, you know, what the nation's leaders are capable of, well, that's what he did in Minnesota. Let's see how it goes if he gets elected vice president. It just doesn't seem to matter to so many people. It just doesn't. It's like they're in this spell that I don't know what it is, that he looks good or something. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't. But boy, there is confusion. Again, I got several of these current events I'm hoping to get through tonight. Hopefully we can. Confusion. Did you see this? That maybe it's confusion on the Democrat side, but RFK Jr., you know, he's an independent presidential candidate, but he's fed up with the Democrat Party. They've just come after him with both barrels. Denying him protection and denying him even recognition in running as an independent. But his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, says their campaign is considering joining forces with Republican presidential candidate, former President Donald Trump. Says she trusts the future of the U.S. under the leadership of people such as Trump and Vance much more than the leadership that's in there now. And so who knows? RFK Jr. is making an announcement at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. And so I'm, folks, we're now working on volume 9 of the newsletter. Got several hundred of them printed today. Still have several days worth of printing to do. But we're hoping to get that in the mail next week. That's volume 9 of the Dragon Slayer. It's Firearms and Freedom Part 2. Part of that is taken from Colonel Moore's treatise on that same name, Firearms and Freedom. And we've had some great responses to the last couple newsletters, especially these gun control ones. And so printing the newsletter tomorrow, I'll be down in the print shop. But I can tell you, at 2 o'clock, I'm going to do my best to see what RFK Jr. has to say. And so it's... interesting times, you know, perilous times, interesting times, though it is. Again, the things that have worked in the past for our, for those that hate this country, for those that hate our God, and hate his people, that hate us. Things that have worked for them in the past are not working out so much anymore. People are waking up some are. Now, some haven't. Not all have. But, Remnant, that just means we still have more praying to do, more work to do. Okay? It does. We've talked to you in the past about this. This came up again in current news. Reports showing that the feds have given Catholic Charities almost $800 million that has helped shelter and transport these illegal invaders, they call them migrants, into U.S. communities. It says Congress and President Joe Biden's government have reportedly paid the Texas arm of Catholic Charities USA $769 million since 2021. That's just in not even three full years, to help deliver a huge population of those poor, unfortunate souls, those poor migrants, into U.S. communities, workplaces, and housing. And it goes on and says that this Catholic Charities has a history of prioritizing the needs of migrants over those of Americans. And I can send you the report if you want. I saw it on Breitbart, whatever. Anyway, it just shows that, you know, and now these Catholics will say, yes, we are just, you know, we're doing the work of Jesus. We're helping these poor people. And they're not. They are doing this for money, for filthy lucre, so they can make money and destroy America. Absolutely destroy and change the demographics of this nation. They are part of the destruction. Now, I'm not saying every Catholic is, but let me tell you something. A Texas arm of Catholic Charities USA is, by doing this. And then they claim that they're doing it like the Lord's work. I'm calling BS on that one. If I got it wrong, you call and let me know. You write me a letter and let me know. Oh, no, Richard, this is blah, blah, blah. Nope. They are, they have done it in places out here in Wyoming even. In all 50 states. It's not out of the goodness of their heart. It's because they're making filthy lucre money off of it. They're 30 pieces of silver to destroy what God has made. We talked a little bit about this the economy, the Canadian railroad shutdown, what's going to happen with it to our economy. Saw this came out. Oops, the government says it overestimated job gains a little bit by 818,000 for much of last year and this year. Says the U.S. economy added 818,000 fewer jobs than the government had previously estimated from the spring of 23 to the spring of 24, signaling that the labor market was not quite as strong and had begun to soften earlier than previously thought. Well, that doesn't make it sound too bad, does it? It's just that, you know, that's what we've heard, is how great this economy is and how the job market is so strong and we're adding jobs and, oh, it's just great and blah, blah, blah. But it just ain't been that way. It's just been this thing called lies. Now, the man on the street can see it. We've reported to you how terrible the economy is. Not that we have to tell you, because everybody out there, retirees, are having to go back to work. People aren't buying as much food. They're not spending as much money because they don't have as much money, because everything costs more. Anywhere from 50 to 60 to 80% more than before 2021. Now, that also impacts what the Federal Reserve has or has not done with the interest rates, which continue to add to the housing crisis and the financial crises that people in America are in. Oh, it just continues on. It's just it's just Babylon. When? How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord, will this go on? How long before you, Lord, before your people repent, before they realize that Lord, that it's you that have done this because of our sin? How long, O Lord? We talked last week about a little bit more about bird flu. How last couple of weeks we've talked about that, how it's really, or at least it's getting reported, how it's impacting Colorado quite a bit and impacting the milk supply and the meat supply and things like that. Last week we talked about the Legionnaires' disease, the African diseases that they say are spreading worldwide and looking to be a worldwide epidemic, blah, blah, blah. Well, see, that maybe that all that got slung out there, and maybe none of it stuck, according to the media and those behind the scenes. Because this week, here's another one. Highly contagious disease spreading in the U.S., the CDC warns. It's human parvovirus. Now, parvo is a disease that affects dogs mainly, but here is this human parvo B19 respiratory disease that affects the lungs. How about that? That is spreading like crazy. On August 13th, CDC said it was issuing a health alert network health advisory to notify healthcare providers, public health authorities, and the general public, saying that CDC has received reports indicating increased human parvovirus B19 activity in the U.S. And then it goes on and on and on. European health officials have reported unusually high numbers of parvovirus B19 across 14 countries in the first quarter of the year. Parvovirus, also known as fifth, like the number five, fifth disease, causes a facial rash resembling a slapped cheek appearance. They call it that sometimes, the slapped cheek disease. But says the human parvovirus B19 is highly transmittable in respiratory droplets, can be quickly spread with sneezes or coughs. Pregnant or immunocompromised people are at a much higher risk of serious injury and illness. Fevers, things like that. Rashes can develop on especially children's arms, legs, chest, back. Joint pain, body rash that can last for weeks. And it's just growing more and more and more. Imagine that. And imagine it's started growing in Europe first. Maybe where they're getting invaded a little heavier, or have been being invaded longer than here. Again, I don't ever recall hearing of human parvo in human. I know if you take your dog into the kennel to get him boarded or dropped off or get his shots or something, then they always have to make sure that they, you know, give a $39 shot for parvo. It's part of their guidelines that they have to, give shots against that. And so, again, we've read in the scriptures, whether it's in Deuteronomy or Leviticus, about the diseases of Egypt. and these things that that God will bring upon his people. And we are seeing that. We are living that. I hope that's how you see these plagues that come out again. So now it's human parvo. It's been Legionnaires' disease in Australia and New Hampshire. It was bird flu across 13 states, especially in Colorado, where they've shut down a lot of registered dairy herds and things like that. And these viruses that are coming out of Africa that are spreading worldwide, where does it end? Where does it end? God has said he would bring these things upon us. His word tells us that. I don't hear that from any of the Judeo-Christian churches. I don't hear any of that from the people on, certainly not on the K-Love radio stations, not on the Grace FM that plays so many of the Rob Laurie and all the, the happening preachers and pastors and speakers today. I don't hear them talking about any of this stuff. When I travel, it's about an hour 15 minutes down to the church, and so 2.5 hours round trip per day. I kind of flip around those radio stations and listen a little bit. Don't hear any of this, but I hear about accept Jesus as your personal savior, and that's what they've been pushing for the last two generations. And we haven't had a more damned generation than these last two generations. And it's because of these dirty birds, because they have been taught in their seminaries that are full of dirty birds a false doctrine. You know, the scripture tells us that beware in the last days. Don't give heed to myths and false doctrines. We talked about that the last couple weeks. That's the days that we're in. Those things are rampant. You know, God's word says he desires that for all men to repent and all men to come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why there in Paul's letter to Timothy, he says, pray for kings and all men, those in authority. That's what we should be doing. But understand also there's some that are just destroyers. There's some that are there that can't repent, that won't repent, that are like the Goliaths of David's day, that are there, that are created to steal, kill, and destroy, that are creatures of instinct created for destruction, that God is using to punish his people, to punish us, to bring his people to repentance. Well, let's look back over to Mark. I got Mark 13. Mark 13 marked. Noted here. And I want to take a look there. Jesus is talking about kind of what we're talking about tonight. The things to come. The things to come. And Mark 13, verse 13, he says, you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. So do you want to be saved? Well, you're going to be hated. You're going to be hated, but you have to endure. It says the one that endures to the end, he will be saved. Now, does that sound like a rapture doctrine to you? Doesn't say, but the one who endures till the rapture, he'll be saved. That's not what Jesus Christ said, but that's what the Judeo-Christian church world interprets that as. Just hang in there till the rapture, brother. But that's not what the Word of God says. Anywhere. It's just that way. Nobody wants to be hated today. Everybody wants to get along and go along with this Planned Parenthood and the railroads shutting down and the economy stinking to high heaven and murders and gun control going up hand in hand in Minnesota. And everybody's just like, we'll get raptured out of here soon. The government lying about job reports. Not realizing that these diseases and plagues that are just overrunning us, cancer. My nephew's wife, my niece, just when we were visiting down in Florida, she was out of town. Her cousin, 35 years old, two small children at home, breast cancer, just ate her up, spread everywhere else in no time. And just took her. And it's like that. If you're listening, you know somebody like that. We pray all the time. We hear of people that are fighting cancer. Had one last night. Had fought thyroid cancer and got that in remission. And now fighting breast cancer. And it's heartbreaking. And it's not that these individual people are any worse sinners than any of us. It's just that as a people, we are suffering. You know, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. That's how we are to be. That's one of the ways we prove that we are His, that we prove that we are disciples of Christ, that we love Him. He says, prove by doing what I tell you to do. Well, it's our neighbors that we love as ourselves, sometimes in our own families, that are having these diseases of Egypt back upon us again. Well, folks, I don't want to leave you with all bad news. I got a couple more current events here that are good news, that are positives, okay? Better. No, it's not perfect. The sky I'm looking out, it's in a good twilight right now. Back to the west, it's pretty cloudy. Looks like some rain clouds tonight. Back to the east, it's still some clouds, but not quite dark yet. And you'd think it'd be the other way around, but it's not. But not seeing the sky split and Jesus Christ ride in on his horse with a flaming sword to judge. No, it's not that time that I see, at least not right now, but some positives. Says here, a win for merit. University of Kentucky to close its didn't earn it office, the DEI office. University of Kentucky, just the latest school to close its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices, joining public colleges in Texas, Florida, Alabama, even out here in Wyoming, that they've closed down and shut because of the, what was it? I saw it on here. Because of the divisive concepts that have come out of these offices, these hirings. University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, University of Florida got rid of theirs, Texas got rid of theirs. Wyoming got rid of theirs. That's good. It's like this. There was this madness here for a while, and now it's kind of maybe it's kind of working its way out, and people are saying, "Wait a minute, this is utterly ridiculous. This is just causing problems, not solving anything." And so that's a win. That's good, folks. That's good. Do you remember Harley Davidson had been in the news lately? I don't have a Harley. I know people that do, but they've been in the news lately that, oh, they had these woke policies, these big woke policies that they've been having that they were joining everybody else in trying to push all this this woke agenda. Well, they've kind of slammed the brakes on that. because they saw their sales going down. They're not quite as bad as Budweiser. You know, they saw that that the people that buy their bikes, that like their brand name and stuff, weren't going for that direction. So they shifted gears and put the brakes on their woke policies after sparking biker and social media outrage. The motorcycle maker says it no longer has DEI functions and vows to focus on, quote, retaining our loyal riding community. This is, 2 days ago. Just saw this report. So, again, that's a positive. That's a positive. People seeing that, hey, we're trying this filth out, and our customers aren't having it. Now, Budweiser, they didn't do much about it. They didn't care about it. Maybe they got deeper pockets or something. I don't know. But Jack Daniel's whiskey is another one that has done that. Jack Daniel's taken a – I saw this article. I thought I wanted to share this. It says Jack Daniel's has taken a stiff shot of sanity, saying that that they have backed off, that it is backing off its series of DEI and left-leaning initiatives. They're ending their petition in the human rights campaign's corporate equity, equality, and blah, 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 and executive and employee bonuses and goals are tied to business performance, again, not DEI. And they're cutting the woke trainings, and that's good. That's good. Whether you drink Jack Daniel's or not, I personally don't care for it. So it's better. It's better when companies do that. Okay? It is. Well, about out of time tonight. Lots going on. You know, lots going on with the Democratic National, the Democrats promoting democracy by nominating someone that was not democratically elected, not democratically voted on to be the delegate. But they talk about democracy. See, I hope, too, that you see just the lies that come out of that. It's just we are in the time that good is called evil and evil is called good. And those are the days that we live in. And the enemy lies and calls it truth. And there's so many people that just go along with it. They just go along with it. You know, I got one scripture here in Philippians, not Philippians 4, but Philippians 2. I want to read it, and just again as a reminder, and I have to remind myself of it as well. Again, it's instructions from the Word, and it's Philippians 2:14. It says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain nor toil in vain." And so we are to do all things, and it's hard these days to do things, whether it's sharing the word or working or speaking with our family, taking the garbage out, whatever it may be, but doing all things without grumbling or disputing. And that helps us prove ourselves to be blameless and innocent. Children of God, it says, above reproach. That means not affected, in the, even though we're in the middle of this crooked and perverse generation. We have to determine to be that way, to determine to not yield and become part of this crooked and perverse generation, but to be above reproach, to be blameless and innocent, to confess our sins before God. And if we do, He is quick to forgive. Well, folks, about out of time. Again, thanks for tuning in. For those of you that have, thank you for supporting us, those of you that do. And wanted to go over some current events. Again, lots going on. It's not all bad news. There is an awakening that is going on, that is occurring, an awakening. And Remnant, we all should have a part in that, in our circles, in those that we're around. If it's, praising the Lord in front of the convenience store clerk, or whatever it may be. Be not ashamed of the gospel, and look for opportunities to let people know about the good news, the truth of the word. People are awakening. People are hungering. People are looking for truth. They've been lied to so much. Point them to the truth of the word. Well, Remnant, again, thanks. Want to invite you back Friday morning. Friday. I keep saying Friday morning. I don't know why I do that. Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. Join us 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. on the West Coast for Coffee with the Wranglers. Good Lord willing, we'll be here right here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Keep us in prayer as we continue to work on Volume 9, and if we can pray for you. Got a couple of extra prayer requests in today, and we sent them out and prayed for them. We hope that you do as well. And join us on Wednesday nights for the Wednesday night prayer meeting. If we can pray for you, send us an email, preacher@sfaw.org. Again, that's preacher@sfaw.org, and we'd be glad to pray for you. Well, Remnant, again, God bless. Keep the faith, and we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. When the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days, when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again.